got aggressive with that too.
He did get aggressive with that too.
Audio will be live in 3, 2. And then no one came after.
Well, that's the silent one. He would be doing the eye point, but Cool Greg was adjusting a lens, I think, when it happened.
I understand that.
Kevin, how you doing?
Good.
your spirits are high?
How is a computer doing? That's what I want to know. Give us an update on both of our computers. Are they functional?
Yeah, it's functional right now.
Both
of them are functional, but we're still working on the big computer, which is the one we're using now, the new computer.
Well, gosh, there's just that, right?
Miller, also, can you move over to Nick?
I always want to be away from me. I don't know why. Come to.
I like to fill out the frame.
Is it?
I like to explore the space. Space, and everyone's afraid to use it.
You can tell me the truth. Do I put out too much heat? Is that a problem?
No, but I don't feel we do enough with this.
You want to be over there?
Think about all the things we could do back here.
Look how far you look away because you're out of frame. You're out of focus.
Yeah.
What's with the kick?
I want to show you again how high I can kick.
Let me see it again.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
You know what I mean? This is what we were talking about earlier. I don't know if it was on a morning show or if it was just at a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
We were talking about if we really wanted to, if I came into one of your MMA nights and I was there, I would just come in and start doing this and nobody would know what to do.
Your instructors
would be like, what the fuck?
No.
What the fuck? Yeah, I didn't know he could get his knees that high.
Here's what I'd love to do.
Yeah.
I would love to tell my instructors, obviously, that you're going to do this.
Sure.
Don't
tell them my move. They have time to plan for it.
No, I'm not gonna tell that. I'm gonna say I got a guy coming in.
Yeah.
Who thinks he's good at striking.
Okay.
So we have to tell him.
Is this a strike?
Because that's a strike.
I thought this is a strike.
They're both strikes. Any ligament you use or any of your legs, arms doesn't matter. As long as you're striking with someone's striking.
Yeah.
I'm telling him to come in. You're gonna come in. You're a big guy.
Yeah.
Pick one person. To fight.
Did you go
and we'll see how it goes.
Spasmgasm 440 says Greg's 8 feet tall and he's kicking 6 foot high.
Well, it's funny because you kick just by the nature of how tall you are.
Like Undertaker.
You lift your foot up.
Yeah.
It's at my face.
Yeah.
That's how short I am.
Yeah.
You're tall. I'm very short. Number one thing I get from people when they see me IRL.
Yeah.
When they go to the meet and greet, they come out to prom or whatever. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Hey, what's up, everyone?
Welcome
to the morning show. They're always like this. You know, you're not as short as I thought you were going to be.
But I always get, you're taller than I thought you
were. Yeah, because you and Tim and Cool Greg tower over me.
Sure.
So whenever we're in pictures, I look like y'all's like little brother who just happens to be older.
Well, what I like to do too in my photos, of course, is that since I'm so tall, many of the best friends smaller than me.
Yeah.
So what I do is when I pose for photos, I get
you
down
squeeze
on their
over.
So no one's ever 100% sure how tall I am.
No.
That way when they want to start shit on the internet and talk crap on Twitter, they then see me in real life, like, fuck.
You fucking pummel.
Even if I knock this guy out, he's gonna fall on me and kill me like a tree.
Now, no one could knock you out. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I've rolled with you one time, I've wrestled with you one time. Bear-like strength.
Yeah.
And you do this thing when I'm wrestling you, you start to laugh.
Yeah.
You know? Where you start, you do that smile right there, which is like, I think I may have gotten into the clown's lair.
It would be fascinating one day to go to your MMA thing. Not for an MMA thing.
To be fair, I don't do MMA. I do strictly jiu-jitsu. MMA is a different like style. It's combining all
I'll reform the conversation.
Sure.
I'd love to go to your cage fights. I would love to go to one of your cage fights.
Now we're pressing to the other.
And then see, like, because I don't want to fight you.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight you, but I would love to wrestle again, because I think nowadays you'd probably just fucking toss me like a bag of flour.
I don't know about that. I mean, the thing is, the weight, like, physiology and weight and strength does play a lot into it. It's not a discipline where you can go, no matter how good I am, if I'm 140 pounds against you, you're still going to fight.
I don't care what Patreon tier we hit. I am not climbing into the steel cage with Kevin.
No, let's...
win. I know you're going to win. I know you're going
to
win.
Let's do what I want to do.
I don't want to get German suplexed by you, all right?
So
ladder
strong.
Match.
Ladder match I have a shot at. Hit it with the ladder.
Give me 5 minutes. That just makes me madder, first of all. I can move the thing.
Wait, what? Oh, the ladder match makes you?
Yeah. I can move the desk out. We'll have Cool Greg stand to make sure nobody hits the wall.
Sure.
5 minutes. 5 minutes, guys. We'll give these people.
What is he asking for? He wants
us to pause the show for 5 minutes to clear out this space so we can wrestle right here.
Oh, you want to wrestle here?
That's what he wants. I didn't say that.
No.
Hey, man, hardcore match.
No.
24/7.
Oh, you guys are fine. I'll definitely watch you. I'll let you. Here's what we do. Why don't you stop being a fucking coward, both of you? Take it outside of the gravel.
I'm in.
Where's the
gravel roof?
The roof.
I mean, I've done it before.
Where basically it is literally. Just what do they call that shit?
Sandpaper.
Yeah, pretty much just sandpaper.
That shitty shingle set.
Yeah, I was gonna say the grip tape. It's like grip tape out there.
Okay,
you're right. Sandpaper basically is what it is.
Yeah,
it's like a high grade,
right?
Thick sandpaper.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that either.
One time, me and Cool Greg got a little too drunk, and he just insisted on wrestling me. Like, and it was fun for the first, like, 5 minutes. And then I, like...
5 minutes?
Yeah.
How long did this match go on for?
It did not go on 5 minutes.
No, Iron Man.
It did not go on for five minutes. It went on for super long. Well, he kept trying. He kept trying.
Fuck yeah, you did. And yes, absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Well, hook your Greggy up with half.
Here's
there.
What I'm going to say.
Give me,
this
is,
here's
which what I'm going to say. Did you touch any of these? Have you drank out either of these yet?
Take the little one. No, I haven't. I didn't touch them. Here's
thanks, cool
say.
Greg.
I'm all down for watching you guys wrestle. My one thing is, please, let's just do it on grass. Someplace where if someone gets dropped, there's a little bit of cushion.
Because why don't we just go to the cage where you wrestle?
Again, it's an open mat. Yeah. You guys are welcome to come in. You pay a $40 fee, come in. You guys can wrestle.
$40?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, because you have to have us. Oh, man, speaking of which, I got to remind myself, I got to re-up my thing.
Just do it now. It's Friday. The show's easy. Just call him right now.
Yesterday, Andy and I literally Googled Chad Michael Murray for like 15 minutes. And people, I shit you not, at least two comments on the YouTube channel. Hey, everyone, thanks for watching. Were like, this, I don't know what I'm watching, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
A very casual
sure.
style for this show.
Strap in, everybody.
Which I said to them, I was like, what were you expecting when you tuned into this? You know what I mean? People are like, wow, you guys are really casual today. I'm like, most of the time we talk about Kevin's ball sack.
Jeez.
Like, there's nothing. We Googled, all the Baldwins yesterday to figure out who is Billy and who is Alec. We couldn't figure it out.
Okay, that's fair.
We couldn't figure it out. If you guys are new to the show, of course, we do the morning show every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, 11 a.m. Pacific time from Monday through Friday. Thanks for joining us very much. We're going to be talking to the chat in and amongst the entire episode, throughout the episode. And of course, if you're a subscriber to us, we'll give you a little extra special chat time with us later today. How do you become a subscriber? Well, there's a lot of different ways. You can give us your hard-earned money, or if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to us via that. You get one free Twitch Prime subscription. It's very easy to link, and if you guys want to do that, that really helps out. If not, please give it to someone in the community that's streaming. Lots of people out there doing awesome content. Give them the free $5 if you don't want to give it to us. Why you wouldn't want to give it to us, beyond me. Maybe you're a fucking monster.
Monsters!
Hey, every monster. We got lots of really fun things to do
also,
on the show
today.
Also,
you know your old parents probably have Amazon Prime, right? Your parents, they're fucking old. They know how to use the internet. Go into their Amazon Primes. Give us their free Twitch Prime subscription. This isn't hard.
Never to be
your parents'
outdone.
Password is 123, then your name.
Yeah.
Period. Sorry, mom.
Or
for
it's like
password.
That Comcast. You never come home anymore. Have you seen that commercial?
No.
Yeah, he's like, it's a little long for a password, mom.
That's funny.
It doesn't matter. I'll go you one further. If your mom's got her purse out, just take a credit card. Go on a spending spree.
Too far.
No?
Speaking of old people on the internet.
Kind of funny and back us for like, you
speaking
know.
Of old people on the internet.
Oh, Jesus, what happened?
I'm not, I
what
was,
I
here's
now?
What I'll
what
tell
the fuck?
You.
Where is this going?
No,
this
no, no, it's not you. It's, a, okay. it's about someone in my like familial circle
okay.
of old people who yeah. are on Facebook and shouldn't be on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We won't name names. I will tell you it's not my mom. I'm not making a joke about okay, my okay. mom or my dad or anything like that.
Got it.
Jen busted up today. And I was like, what's going on? And to actually tell you the truth, true story, I'm in the other bathroom pooping. And I got a text from her of, oh my God, oh my God. And it was a screen cap of someone we know, an older person in the family, sharing on Facebook that photo of the dog that has the ham on its face. You ever seen this one?
Mm-mm.
There's a dog that
Kevin,
has ham.
Kevin, Google dog with ham on face. Thank you.
I'll wait for this thing.
Take this, it. This
you'll
is what
find
we
it.
Do. It's Friday.
Oh, no, you'll find it.
We call
oh,
this Lazy Bear Friday. Friday.
There you go, right? Jen knew this dog pretty well. I was unfamiliar with a ham-faced dog.
That's terrifying.
I can't say that I've ever seen this
Can you
before.
Please put there?
So hold
you.
On. Now, actually, click on the one right over that's the Facebook post. It's probably it, right? Yeah. Someone in my family shared this today. It's a little bit different, but it was. This dog saved his family in a fire, and for every share, Facebook will donate $1 to get this dog's face. And an old person in my family put it up. They thought it was real. They shared the posting, and this dog that clearly God. Has a piece of deli ham on its face.
The trying to save his family bit is my favorite part.
Oh my God.
But it's believable because you know Portillo would try to save me.
That is fucking hilarious. All right. Kev, give us the housekeeping graphic. Let's go into it.
Oh, sorry. Give me one second.
That's okay.
I ain't got nowhere to be.
I get it every once in a while.
You think you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
I get the urgent email from a family member.
Yeah.
Talking about some sort of phishing scam. Yeah. Do not answer this. But basically, it's like broken English.
Yeah.
No one would ever click on this who has used the internet any time in the past 15 years. Yeah, but they're like, do not. And I'm like... Did you fucking click on it?
You clicked on
you
it.
Clicked on you that clicked on it. Fucking thing. Yeah, and you owe someone in fucking a different country at like $2,000.
Right,
stole your money. That's the way it goes. We have been pimping this out all week, ladies and gentlemen. Pwned.
Today's the day.
We are giving it away. The game's out right now if you guys are like, hey, I got to play it right now. But if you want to wait till the end of the show, during the giveaway, we're going to give away a copy of this and a Switch. That's right.
Yay!
If you're like, well, Nick, I don't have a Switch. I can't play this game. Guess what? You're about to get one, chat, son.
Here's the thing, Kevin. What I want you to do, don't click off this video.
Yeah.
Jump to 103 in the video.
Are you sure this is that video?
I'm positive it's that video.
Oh, you're right.
There we go. And boom, it's beautiful. It's got a fantastic style, kind of funny.
Wow.
Did I say that?
You must have.
I think it was the Kevin.
I think Kevin said that. So it's all gone full circle. And you but see.
Kevin, you've been quote tweeted. Not quote tweeted.
Kevin's in his first video game trailer, everybody.
What do they call those?
It's so exciting.
Pull quote? Yeah.
Pull quote? Yeah, pull quote. I said quote tweeted.
Same. It's, I mean, like in this day and age.
And then Tim gave me the look, and then I gave Tim the look because Tim hasn't done his hair yet today, and it's an oh, I didn't no. shower day today.
Yeah,
but no, I did walk up behind you.
Yeah.
On in the stairwell, I noticed you put a little. You did a little.
Zhuzh.
You spritz yourself down with something.
The Gucci guilty.
The Gucci guilty.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, but if I don't shower, I Gucci guilty.
You whore's bath.
Yes.
You gave yourself the whore's bath.
The whore's bath. Yeah. Oh my God, I love
that's what they call it. Because when you're out there fucking slinging the thing,
yeah,
you got to just. Get that money. You don't have time to shower. You're out there making fucking dollars,
son. Money.
Next up on housekeeping, Kevin, bring this up. I'm jealous you guys are going to London.
Can't
RTX
wait.
London's happening.
I'm going to meet Harry Potter.
Governor. Spoilers, it's going to probably, there's going to be lots of fun stuff there. Go get tickets right there.
If you don't come, you're stupid. Because I'm coming to show you what America is.
I'm super
freedom.
Glad that RTX, at RTX events, follow them. They'll be doing all that stuff. But I'm glad that the list, for all the events is bit.ly/2jfcx_p.
You can just skip. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Housekeeping break. Do I smell manly or do I have a musk or is it a BO issue?
Smell the champ.
No,
do you smell anything?
No. Okay. I mean, I have very bad smelling though.
Joey, smell. Come here.
Don't.
Joey. Joey says no before he even asks.
Next up on housekeeping, X-Men Origins Wolverine XCU in review. Happening. God, this movie was
better than X-Men The Last
Don't
Stand.
Don't save it. Like, go watch it and see where we rank this, but I'll tell you one thing right now. This movie was simultaneously a lot of fun and super painful to talk about. We talked about it for upwards of, how long was it?
Hour 1 hour and 34 minutes. 34 minutes and
53 hour and 34
seconds.
Minutes. And I'll tell you what, some good things in this. Some good things. Namely, they finally, after four fucking movies, this is a fourth movie, they finally were like, what if Hugh Jackman just grows his hair out?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Instead of using an entire fucking can of hairspray on his hair every day for that fucking horrible bouffant, why don't they just, what the man's got great hair, let's just grow it out, maybe cut it a little bit so it looks kind of like Wolverine.
Sure.
And then they nailed it. And then that director, I hear, after this movie came out, took him out back, shot him in the head.
The director?
Yeah, they took the director out.
Who was the director?
Gavin Hammett, I think, or Hamlet. Well, it doesn't matter. He's dead.
Okay.
Shot him in the back
wow.
of the fucking
sorry. Head. Rest in peace.
They brought in James Mangold and said, please, and Matthew Vaughn and said, please, save this series. And they did. Next week, of course, are we doing one next week, Tim, or are we taking a break next week for prom? I forget.
We are doing one. First Class is next week.
We're doing First Class next week. Yeah. Great. First Class, very excited about it. Why? Kevin Bacon. Is he my inspiration for everything?
Wait, so yes, I have to watch First Class this weekend?
Yeah, we have to watch First Class.
Just making sure I understood.
Of course, this is 9 a.m. Thursday, so if you guys want to watch along with us, you got a few extra days. We got to watch it this weekend because we got shit to do next week, namely, prom. You have exactly 1 week and 1 day before I will be, if I see you, Mario Not Bros. I don't know if you're coming to this or not. Probably not, because you're still working on those fraps over on the East Coast.
No, wait, Mario's coming, right?
He's coming.
Mario's not coming. I
don't think he is.
I don't think he's coming. I think he said he wasn't.
He's got he's got enough money to get tattoos of the fucking logo. You can't
those
come here, though.
Those cost like $5 on the East Coast in Jersey. Yeah, in Jersey, you get a tattoo with a fucking Starbucks. Is he from Florida? Oh, I see more. That's what I meant. In Florida, you get a tattoo with a Starbucks. Hey, what do you want? You got a venti? Here's a tattoo. I was like,
oh my God, that's aggressive for what's happening.
Either way, go to kindoffunny.com/tickets. This shit is heating up. We've got a lot of people coming to this, a lot more than I thought, and my butthole has relaxed.
Jesus.
Because up until about a month ago, I was like, are we going to be able to pay for this thing? And the answer is kinda. But we're going to have a fucking blast. We have some fun announcements right now.
Are you doing the announcements from there?
I'm doing stuff from here, yeah.
Okay, cool. So we want to talk about Kinda Funny Prom.
Yeah, let's get into it.
We're going to talk about all the cool things that are happening. Not all the cool things. A lot of the cool things that are happening at Kinda Funny Prom. He's got the stick mic. He's got the shock mic. You know what I mean? sorry, Joey, that this isn't exactly what you wanted. You know what I mean? So Kinda Funny Prom, 1 week from tomorrow, but basically 1 week from today. Next week, you'll all be here, you'll all be partying, you'll all be having fun. As you know, we started off with a simple mission for Kinda Funny Prom. Kinda Funny Live had been fun.
Yeah.
We will get back to it eventually, but hell, it's a lot of work. It's very expensive. Mm-hmm. We never make a profit. We always get stressed out. It's a bad time to mix that in with E3, with Comic-Cons, with everything else that is happening, with the hustle bustle of our life.
Yeah, we could, yeah.
So we said, thank you, Nick, dynamite drop-in. So we said Kinda Funny Prom is what we're gonna do. We will do an intimate, small event. Just a few hundred of our best friends. Yeah. We will get tuxes, we will get dresses, we will hang out, we will throw a very simple, intimate event where we are assured to make a profit.
Yeah.
We are assured to have a good time, where we will not be stressed out.
Right.
Tim, how stressed out are you right now?
Very.
Joey, how stressed out are you?
Oh, really stressed out.
Nick, how stressed out are you?
I'm actually great.
You're fine now, but like I would say earlier, midweek last week, I guess that was E3, but like last time we had a prom check and you were doing the thing like this, looking at the books.
Yeah, there's still a few logistical things to take care of.
Kevin, so how
I'm
you feeling?
I'm a little
feeling?
Stressed, but not crazy.
I'm good.
We're not really doing much with the prom. We just show up.
I was just going to say, when Nick yelled at the coffee maker, I think his stress was high.
Good point. That was a good point when the Keurig and Nick got in a fist fight.
Sadly, the Keurig won still because it's here still.
So we're about to tell you all the exciting announcements for Kinda Funny Prom. But basically what you need to know is that Kinda Funny Prom, still small, still intimate. We're still hanging out, doing this very intimate, small thing with you, which is what we wanted. Still far bigger than what we planned originally.
Right.
As you know, Kinda Funny cannot do anything
on
budget.
We don't have it in us to go small.
Cannot go small.
We can't go small.
So what we want to do right now is have an honest statement / conversation with you before we get to the good news of Kinda Funny Prom. Not that this is bad news, but be very clear and very direct that next year there will be no Kinda Funny live prom event of any kind. There will be no live event for Kinda Funny next year in the May, June, whatever, period. But like, you know what I mean? Like where we would usually do our thing. We are getting this information out in advance so that there isn't questions for you for the next 365 days of what's happening, all this stuff. Everybody needs to chill. Everyone needs to chill the fuck out and focus on the content and what we do here and everything else. I know that's bad. I know you guys love coming here. You know that we love hanging out with you. We want to make sure we do it right, and it's never work for us. Not that this is like we don't enjoy what we're doing right now, but as you know, like every Kinda Funny Live ends, and Tim's like, I can't do this again, I'm gonna kill myself. He needs to recharge his batteries. We all need to recharge our batteries and come back super strong when we come back with a Kinda Funny live event of some kind. Of course, this bad news, in quotes, is tempered by the fact that prom's next week, it's gonna be amazing. It's tempered by the fact that all this means is you now know that what you would have put aside for Kinda Funny whatever live and or whatever, we'll say Kinda Funny Live in 2019, you can now use that money to go to all the conventions we go to.
Yeah.
So if you're on the East Coast, we will see you at PAX East.
RTXs,
if you're in the middle of the country, we'll see you at RTX.
Yeah.
If you're on our coast, we'll see you at a million things, but E3, PAX Prime, all that jazz and stuff like that. So, and maybe, hopefully, knock on wood, I don't know, maybe an RTX Sydney, a PAX Australia, RTX London we're doing this year, maybe we do it again next year, I don't know. But basically what we're saying is we wanted to get this message out clearly to you. No live event for Kinda Funny next year. To, of course, nip it all in the bud the best I can, even though I'm sure there will be all million manner of threads. Kinda Funny Prom, going extremely well and going to be an amazing show. Very over budget, but whatever. We don't know how to do stuff like that. We, as Kinda Funny, doing well financially. Still want more support on patreon.com/kindafunny and Kinda Funny Games. But this isn't like, oh my God, something's going on. It's literally the fact that we all have more gray hair than we know what to do with, and the business is doing really well, and the content is doing extremely well, and we want to make sure we keep that up and not stress ourselves out or feel like we're under the gun to do something. So,
having said all that, Kinda Funny fucking prom is about to be the dopest event of all time. You want to be there. I know that it might be last minute for a lot of people. We've been talking about this thing for 6 months.
Yeah.
But I feel like you guys knowing that there isn't going to be one next year, there's probably a bunch of kids in the East Bay that are like, you know what? I'm going to skip out on this one.
Yeah.
This is for
it's
you.
It's just a hop, skip, and a pop. And
just
a
get over here. It's going to be fun. We have a whole bunch of cool shit. I want to announce some of that cool
Let's
shit.
Yes.
Let's start off with who is hosting this event. You know, before we had Troy Baker.
Yeah.
Before we had Bernie Burns.
Yeah.
We had Xavier Woods, WWE superstar.
Yeah.
We're like, this is a different event. This is a much more intimate, Kinda Funny community-focused
event. Yeah,
yeah. We wanted to focus inward,
so we did. And the host of the event is none other than Snowbike Mike.
Yeah.
The legend. You'll be able to meet him there at prom, and that's a very exciting
thing. When Tim called him, I swear to God, he was in the next room. I heard Snowbike Mike's reaction to this.
It was so good.
It's great.
If you guys,
we're very excited.
If you don't know who he is,
oh, you will. You're about to find out.
But I also wanted to let you know a couple other of our friends that are going to be there, just hanging out and partying with everyone. Let me be real clear right now.
Molly Ringwald question mark.
The best thing going for Kind of Funny Prom is that it's just going to be all of us hanging out.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I were you, being the schemey bastard that Tim Gettys is, if I wanted to meet people, this is probably the event to go to.
We've stressed over and over and over again, it is an intimate event where we are going to hang out, where everyone is mingling around you. This is like people who are like, oh man, Kind of Funny Lives are always fun, but you guys are always on stage. I don't get to see you. I didn't get the VIP pass.
You're going to see the hell out of us. And if you're like, oh, I don't want to dance and stuff, that's fine. Bring your Switch. Play some Fortnite. Play some Mario Tennis. Play whatever.
Do we have the internet
Mario
for Fortnite?
Kart. We're figuring stuff out. Ooh-wee. But they can definitely play some Mario Kart, right?
Yeah.
But
well, I'll have the Mario Tennis too.
If you are in the mood for dancing, we have a DJ Tanner, which is the greatest 90s thing of all time. But we're also getting a guest DJ set from Alana Pierce. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So
is she wearing Zero Suit Samus cosplay?
I don't think she will. Probably not. I imagine she will be more 90s themed. She's coming in prom. She's going fun. Prom. She's going
out. You know, I've seen her DJ, or I have seen photos of her DJing a Supergirl outfit. I mean, that was an 80s movie. Just putting that out there, but whatever.
That is true. That is true. Other people that will be there. Of course, the Kinda Honeys will all be there. We got Paul. We got Jim.
Right, if nobody else is going to clap, it's really awkward when it's just me, but okay, cool.
Next up. All three of the What's Good Games girls. Yay. I like the clapping. I like the clapping.
I like it too.
It's good. It had some pomp and circumstance. You know what I mean? Next up, we got the shark himself.
Why are we promoting him? Man.
Because here's the thing. If we don't promote him, then we can't make fun of him.
Okay.
You see what
okay.
I'm saying?
Fair.
I like that even
fair.
Kugler laughs at this.
Because Kugler gets it, man. He gets it on a
lot. We're building to something, right?
Yeah. No,
Sean Finnegan.
I have it. Like, it's all, there's not like an order to
whatever,
this.
Man. Whatever. I'm not judging. I ain't judging.
Number five. My Drucker himself will be there.
The Druck gets it done.
Number six. Anthony Carboni.
I don't
what
know
will he wear? What bolo tie will he bring? We'll have to find out. Number seven, Mika Burton.
Yay.
That's very exciting. Number eight, Mirabella the Third.
Did I use his
MySpace picture? Yeah.
Quick timeout. Remember, if you've heard this story before recently on the air of Kinda Funny. No, show the Fran photo, please. When you see this man, the first thing you need to say to him is, ice coffee, banana nuts muffin.
Now, here, fun fact about this picture, Kev, don't go off it. Who took this picture? I did.
Oh. You took this picture?
I believe one of those is Tyson's hand. I think the one on the right is Tyson's hand because all of his fingers look
like
toes. If
I can see his thumb, I can tell you.
Yeah, I think that's Tyson, and I think that might be Craig on the left, but I took this picture of Fran, and it's one of the best pictures ever.
Agreed,
ever.
I'll agree.
He looks sexy as fuck in this picture.
Number nine. Blaine
Jesus
Gibson.
God.
Will he take his shirt off at some point?
I fucking
know.
Hope not. God damn.
It's scary, man.
Why doesn't he cosplay as Superman? That's going to be my first question.
That's a good question.
I'm sure he does.
Number 10.
He doesn't have the hair for it.
Gerard the Compassion Dragon. Gerard is coming.
That's fantastic.
That's going to be super fun. He bought a ticket.
Oh, what a dope. We would have got him a free ticket.
I know, but he's just Joey. The homie, man.
He was one of the first people to buy a ticket,
Gerard.
That's cool.
Number 11.
Best friends being best friends.
John Reisinger. From, on the spot, Rooster Teeth. Number 12.
What's he going to wear?
Yeah, Trevor and Barbara Dunkelman. AKA White Alfredo.
AKA White Alfredo. Are we allowed to make that joke?
Yeah, we're fine.
Hey!
Elise and James Willems from Funhouse.
Look how cute they are together.
14.
Sucks that James sucks.
This is the filing. Of course, Alfredo. Is this a picture from our prom? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Did you cut yourself shaving or is that it?
No, that was just like a fucking messed up thing. I still have it. It's just hidden by
really?
Yeah.
I've never noticed it before.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't mean
to. I don't think it looks that bad now, but I think it's
it does look bad there.
I think I have a scar from cutting myself shaving like a fucking idiot.
Huh.
Yeah, but I was a dumb kid then. I was all nubile. So I think it was more pronounced.
You were a lot more aerodynamic, let's put it that way. You were more like a spear, less like a shield.
And now let's talk about some of the merch that will be there. Of course, we got the Kinda Funny Prom 2018 shirt, the logo shirt.
I love the shirt. I want
this. Oh, God, so fucking hot.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Every year, I say I want this fucking shirt. and nobody listens to me, and I forget because of all the hustle and bustle.
Can you bring your fucking money and buy a shirt?
Fuck that. Fuck that. Okay? I want to go. I'm going to steal a free shirt, but I always fucking forget to walk away with it. So you gotta get eyes on
That's
me.
The thing, they're not
it's free.
Free
if you work here.
It isn't. Every year I buy a shirt to test out the machines, make sure everything works.
Yeah, but then you steal like all the petty cash and we go party after that.
Yeah.
Am I not supposed to say things
That's
like that?
That's not stealing.
Next piece of merch.
Next piece of merch is the Kind of Funny
shirt. Yeah, we did it.
It's fucking fantastic. A lot of people have been asking, like, what should I wear to prom? Like, I don't want to wear a suit or whatever. That's totally fine. Buy this. Wear a shitty shirt.
Yeah.
Come to prom.
Let me tear your old shirt off you.
Greg will tear it off you. You put this on your body, we'll all look fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
It's the plan, man. Next one, just the two shirts together, looking all sexy. Look, if you buy both of them, that's how cool you could look.
Wow.
That's
pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's great. And then this is the biggest deal. Of course, Panda Musk every year for Kind of Funny
Live. Oh, sure.
Does the Kind of Funny Live poster. And for Kind of Funny Prom, it's no different. Check it out.
I love it.
Oh my God. This might be my favorite fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
I haven't seen the finished one. That's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So that's all I have for you. But
no,
Joey,
that's not true. Leave it up for. Oh, okay. There's more.
Joey has some more.
Oh, okay.
I was doing this, but okay.
You're doing more, Joey.
Woo! Okay. So I've seen some things going on the Twitters, people asking about the Kind of Funny Prom King and Queen, how that's going to be working. So yes, we are having the Kind of Funny Prom King and Queen. Everybody that's bought a ticket will get an email right after I get off this microphone here with a way to submit who you want to be your Kind of Funny Prom King and Queen. There's a couple rules. A, they have to be going to prom, obviously, yep. Because that's a necessity. And B, we're pulling all of ourselves out of it. So you can't have a Nick Scarpino, a Greg Miller, any of our friends and family. Barb Dunkelman, sorry, you can't win.
This is strictly a community
this is
person.
All community people. So you have over the weekend to submit your prom king queen submissions.
Okay.
On Monday. You have due by Monday at 10 a.m. After that, I will email all of them, make sure everybody's cool with it. Everyone will get to see the list, and that's when the campaigning starts. Mm-hmm. Get your cool videos together, shake hands at all these community meet and greets. It's going to be fun times.
When's voting?
Voting happens for everybody. Everyone. Even if you're not coming to prom.
Even if you're not going to prom, you can vote on prom king and queen.
You can still vote to who will represent as prom king and queen. That'll
vote
happen.
Vote for me!
We said you can't do it, Andy. We said you can't.
Vote for me! I'm in, dude. Andy, vote for Andy.
I mean, Andy is campaigning hard right now. He's starting to win me over.
He's the first campaign.
He really is.
He's out there on the trail.
He's starting to get me.
So voting will happen for everybody online Friday morning, 9 a.m. We'll be tweeting out all those details.
The 29th. The 29th, day before prom.
The day before prom.
Okay.
You'll have 12 hours to vote. 9 a.m. PT to 9 p.m. PT.
Okay.
Try and hit all those time zones.
So to summarize,
that's a lot of time zones.
You're going to get off this mic and you're going to email every prom person who's given us an email address.
Yeah, if you bought a prom ticket, you're in charge of nominations.
They send back the nominations to you.
Yes.
You're going to fact check with the people who have been nominated. Are you
Correct.
Okay being nominated?
Yes.
Then Monday, we'll announce the nominations.
Yes.
Everybody can vote on Friday then.
Tuesday, we announce the nominations.
My apologies. Tuesday, you'll announce the nominations. You have from Tuesday through Friday to campaign. Friday, you vote for 12 hours.
Yes. Nick Scarpino from Kind of Funny.
Now, if people are officially helping us out with the show, are they excluded from being prom king?
Yes.
Queen? Okay.
Wait, well,
Snowbike Mike can't get...
Snowbike Mike's okay.
Snowbike Mike's okay.
Goron King 42, yeah. Is Snowbike Mike still eligible for prom queen?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Great.
Any other questions from the press pool?
No, I think that's all I have.
Yeah,
Greg,
that's
any
it.
More
that's
questions?
It. Yeah, no.
Cool. Also, come to all the community events because they're
I was
cool.
going
to
say, yeah, kindoffunny.com/...
Kind of Funny Prom?
Kind of Funny Prom has all the community events listed for next week that are going down. Plenty of time to get your Giants tickets, go to the Cal Arts, go drink your face off at a bar.
Yeah.
Foundry night.
Yes.
Mark Medina brings up a question as well. Is Matt Scarpino eligible?
Oh, yeah. Fuck me in the face.
Okay, no, good. Good job. He's also producing the show. He's directing the show, so we can't do that.
Good job, Kevin. Bring this up. Yeah, good call.
Bring all this up. VIP people, you will have more details probably Monday. Early next week
on where the very secret event is on Friday or on Sunday for a VIP. Great.
Yeah. If not, then I'll just email you Monday and let you know that it's coming.
Okay. Monday, either way, VIPs, you'll know where you're going on Sunday. Got it. All right. Great.
Already seeing some Twitter movement for prom king queen. This is what I like to see people.
Good. 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 Get them. Remember the hashtags KF prom. Tim, cut your ass back to this chair.
Why?
because we have some things to talk about, you and I. All right? Now, I appreciate how you had the photos up there of people that are coming and who's coming and like, hey, here's our special guests. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My questions are this. There are other guests coming that just haven't said if we could promote them, correct?
Yeah. These are all people that we've reached out to, and they're like, hey, you can promote us being there. All
right, cool. Did my mom not respond? Because I feel like big old Jamie Kennedy, as a chaperone, should have gotten the photo up there.
Pretty big pull.
It's true.
I feel
true.
Like that's...
I did make a mistake.
Okay. Just make sure you understand.
I took this morning getting these pictures together in the best order possible.
Okay. Okay.
We should have ended with Sean Finnegan.
Should end with Sean, yeah.
And the big one.
Yeah.
Sean.
Super special guest. Sean Finnegan. There. That's what it's going to be.
And then... hold on. I'm going to write it. You come look at it. Come here.
You're putting it in the chat?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I know. I'm not going to do it.
Oh.
Okay. You see where this is going? Because I thought that was the original thing you had said. But then if you don't want to do
right,
it, I'm
you're
fine.
Right, you're right. And the one thing, there is a huge surprise at this show.
And one more thing.
We have a
There's
one
a
more
huge
thing.
Fucking surprise for this show.
Yeah. The biggest special guest we've ever had. I'm saying it. IMO. IMO.
Okay.
I know, it is. So get fucking hyped. Buy your goddamn tickets. Kindoffunny.com/tickets. Is it going to be worth it, Greg?
Oh, it'll be worth the $70, whatever
yep.
it is.
Yep.
Should have got the early bird tickets. We tried. We tried to help you out.
We tried. I told you guys.
I can't fucking wait for prom.
It is.
I can't wait for prom because you guys won't be as stressed out and ready to kill everybody. And also, it's just going to be a great time because it always is to hang out with the best friends. And everybody bring your fucking Switches.
Excited to see them prom outfits.
Yes,
I like prom the teases that you guys have been sending.
Yeah, put some more
out there, but also save some for a surprise.
Okay.
Who's Benson? I don't know anything about anyone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for your prom updates. And that's it for housekeeping. Kevin, let's go into some news. Oh, before we do that, there it is. Oh, I didn't know you could stop it.
God, that was like a premature. Oh, okay, no, I got it. I can keep going. Hold on, baseball.
Apologies. Of course, if you guys have extra questions for us that you want specifically read regarding prom or anything in life, you guys can tip us at the $5 or above level. We'll read those at the end of the show, actually at the end of the news segment. And if you want to tip us 500 bits or more, we can read those comments as well. Kevin, give me the news graphic.
The news.
First up on incredibly weird shit that's happening in Hollywood right now, the Roseanne spinoff has officially been greenlit. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
The Conners, as the working title is called right now, has a 10-episode straight-to-series order, and it will be featuring everyone except for Roseanne Barr. They've struck a deal with her, basically saying, like, look, we're just going to part amicably with you.
What I got
we're
right...
We're going to take the rights from you.
She still owns the character in any spinoffs other than this.
Yes,
is what I read in the
article. Not making any money. They expressly were like, she's not making any money off of this spinoff. I think they have to pay her out.
Of course.
Because she owns the IP.
Yeah.
But so it's basically going to feature the entire cast and crew without her.
Do you read her a statement? Because her statement, you know, touches on something I thought.
The Roseanne statement? I don't know if she made a statement. I did not see that in this article.
Okay.
Let me see. No, this is ABC. I only saw ABC represent statements.
All right, then. I'll find it myself.
I think it's right here. I regret the circumstances that have caused me to be removed from Roseanne. I agreed to the settlement in order that 200 jobs of beloved cast and crews could be saved, and I wish the best for everyone involved, Barr said in a statement. Added Werner, who I believe is the producer of the show, or the showrunner and the producer. We are grateful to have reached this agreement to keep our team working as we continue to explore stories of the Connor family. Was that the one you were talking
about? Yeah. What a sticky, shitty situation of Roseanne makes this gross tweet, of course, loses her show. Yeah. Great, justice is served. But then there are 200 people.
Yeah, there's the blowback.
This whole livelihood, these whole people that were planning on this, counting on this. I'm not even talking about John Goodman. He's fine. I'm talking about the
craft gaffer. Service guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, good. I'm on a hit show. They'll probably have me back. At least I can count on this for a few
years. As long as I don't poison someone with my food, I'll be back.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, again, it's difficult getting into Hollywood. It's hard getting jobs, especially if you're a crew person, below the line person on these shows. And these can be very, you know, this can be a sustainable lifestyle for you. When Roseanne goes out there and decides to tweet something crazy and that affects your lifestyle, it just sucks. It sucks.
The whole thing is a shitty situation. Because it is that thing of, the problem is, I feel like, it coming back, guess what? Night one of the Conners, gangbuster ratings.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to want to know, how the fuck did they write her out? What did they do? How did this happen? And then, is that How do you do this show without her and not make it all about her not being there now? You know
what
I mean?
That's the question. Does she die? Do they kill her off? Is it not really referenced? What's going on?
Yeah, right? Well, that's the thing is, like, I feel like you've got to pick up...
Bigger question is eventually, after the show gains some steam and people have sort of, you know, maybe potentially forgiven
her,
Roseanne for being fucking a daffy old lady, does she get to come back and cameo on it?
Old lady.
You know, does she get to actually make an appearance on this? Who knows?
I don't know. I don't know.
My guess is right now no plans for that, but I mean, I haven't, again, I'm speaking from a place of complete uneducation on this. I haven't watched the original Roseanne. People were saying she's not that prominent in it. It's more about the family. It's more about the kids. So okay. I feel like they just angle it more toward that, you know? But the question is, she's the most polarizing figure in this. She's the one people want to see because it is sort of the old Howard Stern mentality of like, what's she going to do next? What are they going to tackle next? And in what way? And she's the tip of the spear.
I'm just fascinated because it's going to be... okay, cool. The new one didn't focus as much on her. She's still the linchpin of all this, right?
Well, this show's still called Roseanne.
Do we not... For the Connors, are they not going to use the Roseanne theme? Are they not going to have it
what
where they
spit... What was the Roseanne that was, take the good, you take the bad, you take the good, there you have the facts of life.
And they spin around they go around the kitchen, that $1
shop. Oh, right.
And everybody's, and then it always ends on her laughing. They got to do a different song, they got to do a different intro, they got like... her specter is going to be hanging over the show forever. And it's going to be like, yeah, I want to watch the first episode just to see how they get around this. And then I'll go back to never watching it like I did when they rebooted
maybe,
the
or maybe it's really good and the show can exist without her and we see what happens.
Yeah, and then also...
John Goodman, for Christ's sake. He's fucking amazing.
Yeah, John Goodman's amazing in everything he does. So is Sarah Gilbert. I like her.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen her in anything forever.
I saw her on The Talk, right?
Well, I don't watch
is that. That's
the View. She's on one of those.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she was on...
No, I think she was on The Talk.
Was she? I don't watch any daytime television.
Which one was Aisha on? Aisha was on The Talk.
Yes.
Who was her crew? Whoopi Goldberg is on The View.
What's her butt? Barbara Walters is on
That was
of
The
them.
View, but That's she like view. She Whoopi only came and went very, very, very once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Deadhead Jerry 420 says, Greg, that was the Home Improvement song, not Roseanne. I was very much trying to sing the Roseanne song. I was not singing the... Fucking Jill. I hated her so much.
Why?
We talked about this. She was just always in Tim's way.
Because Tim was a fucking idiot who was talentless. He was a talentless hack, and Al was fucking keeping that show alive.
Al was king of the show.
Tim left to his own devices. Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor. Left to his own devices, would have burned the fucking house down every single time.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she didn't fucking divorce his dumbass a long time ago and marry Al or someone who was actually capable.
I didn't like... you remember when they totally turned a corner with that? Where Al found love?
Yeah.
And they were, like, engaged. They might have even gotten married, right? I think they're about to get married.
I think somehow.
And then it was, like, one episode. It was like, no, guess what? She's really annoyed by Al. I was like, oh, this fucking sucks.
They always gotta do that. They gotta keep you guessing.
Keep the drama.
You know, I know that this show would not last very long, but I want them to make a sitcom where nothing really bad happens over these characters. You know, it's like a little bit of something bad happens, and then they just...
No drama.
No drama.
Dramaless.
I'm tired of drama. That's why I like watching like shows on Velocity Channel where they're like, we're just going to paint this car this color. What do you think? I like it.
You watch a lot of like relaxing car shows.
I watch some other stuff too, but I just like to watch people create stuff. Everyone.
Sure. Okay.
This bullshit made up drama of like, this person does this thing that no rational fucking sane human being would ever do.
Sure.
I'm going to buy a Ferrari today.
I'm a man, Jill. I need to do things with my cars and tools. Remember, that was the whole show.
That was
it. That he was like, I'm a man. Men are being forced out.
You don't understand the difference between men and women, Jill, because you don't get men.
Yeah.
We're out there. I'm trying to put a third refrigerator in the garage.
Yeah. Did he say garage?
I think he said gulag. I don't know.
Gulag?
That's not even
Jesus.
His fucking voice. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We will
see. That's interesting news. Here's potentially interesting, great or... Terrible
could
news.
Go either way.
Could go either way. Kevin, bring this up. We talked about this a few days ago on the morning show, saying that they are putting a halt to all the spinoffs. Lucasfilm has released an official statement saying, yo, that ain't right. We're still doing the spinoffs. That's still happening. We don't know where y'all got that news from, but shit's still in the works. This comes from ABC News reports. Lucasfilm is moving forward with projects separate from Rian Johnson's new trilogy of films and another series of movies of Game of Thrones producers David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. Lucasfilm has said reports of all future standalone anthology Star Wars films being put on hold following a Solo's poor box office are, quote, inaccurate, not false. just inaccurate. However, the studio did not reveal what these standalone projects are exactly. Of course, it's rumored that there's an Obi-Wan film in the mix, and they talked about the Boba Fett film.
We want the Obi-Wan one, right?
We, depending on who's behind it. We didn't want the Solo one. I want the Obi-Wan one. I don't want the Boba Fett film, even though I love James Mangold.
Why do you want the Boba Fett one?
I just don't want to see more Boba Fett.
Here's the thing. Boba Fett always sucked. You guys convinced yourselves that he was cool.
Boba Fett was dope.
Then the prequels came around and confirmed, no, Boba Fett sucks. And so now it's a chance. I don't, you know, this is somebody who just doesn't care and like has like literally 20/20 vision on this. No fandom in it.
Yeah.
Doesn't care. But I think like them doing this could make Boba Fett cool, which could then make him cool in the original trilogy where Boba he did Fett nothing.
Already cool.
No.
They took him in the really prequels not. And made him a little boy. That's what they made him. A dumb little boy.
Here, I'll show you my audition to be Boba Fett.
Let me see it.
That's all I fucking did. That's all I did.
Now
I'm going to do something. Oh, I'm dead.
Like, you're fuck. Right, Jim.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. The champion has spoken.
Can I give you a line read?
Sure.
He's no use to me. Dead. Give it to me.
He's no use to me. Dead. He nailed it.
That's good. Yeah. You'll do what I tell you to do because I'm Darth Vader and you're my bitch.
Yeah, all right, cool. I'm chubby.
Bring on the fucking
cargo pants, and everybody likes me for some reason. Cool.
Bring on the one. Bring on Botch, the one that looks like he's from V, the fucking that old series. Bossk, that's what it was.
I don't. Fuck, I can't help you. Out there. I'm tumbling away. I got no idea how to help you on that one.
I don't know. I'm so fucking tired of talking about Star Wars.
The one with the towel, right?
Bossk is the one that I thought. Bossk was the one that looks like a fucking lizard, kind of. Dinosaur.
I thought that Bossk was the dude with the towel.
Which one was Bossk? Let's see.
I can't spell Bossk.
Bossk watches? Nope. I spelled it wrong. Bossk, Star Wars. Look up Bossk.
I'm on it.
No, he was a lizard guy. He was the one. That's what I'm thinking of.
My apologies.
Everybody, while they do that, I need you to screen cap me in this shirt and then tweet it at Charlotte Carden. That's CharlotteCardin. Tweet at her. Say, hey, Greg's wearing your shirt. Here, get ready to screen cap it, all right?
Who is the dude with the towel? That's Dengar. Zuckus, Greedo, and IG-88. IG-88, very terrifying. Very terrifying.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Please tweet that to her.
Good job.
It's good one job, of Greg. Jen's favorite artists. She asked Jen to prom for me on the stage. Also, Jen apparently said she's going to watch this show, so I should mention Jen, my wife. And so I've done that. Did she make it this deep in the
show?
Do
you think Charlotte Carden made it? What are we?
No.
45 minutes into the show.
You weren't with me the whole way on that one.
You think Jen made it 45
minutes into the
show?
There you go. No.
No. Jen's not making it.
Definitely
not. Let me tell you something, Greg.
You know what, Nick? Tell me something.
Very few.
Tell me something good. Oh, oh.
Tell me something good.
Yes.
Very few people have the patience to make it all the way through this show.
Sure.
Okay. Let alone have the patience to watch the show for long enough to make an entire list of all the things that I am keeper.
You're the keeper of. Yeah.
But shout out to Kebabs. Kevin, bring this up.
You mean Kebabs?
Kebabs. TV, I think it's Akibob's TV.
Yeah,
he gave a little shout out to someone else that helped out with this. He has been tracking this stupid joke that I've been doing for well over a year at this point. And apparently I am the keeper of exactly 37 things. And I wanted to go through this because I am surprised that I said some of these. Of course, number one, whether or not Blade Runner 2049 will be a good movie. Number two, whether or not The Departed is a good movie. And I stand by the fact that it is not. Number three, whether or not Alec Baldwin should be in every movie, I don't remember saying that. I remember three being Room for Jesus. We keep that one empty. That's Jesus's.
That's four.
Oh, is that four? That one's four. Three is we keep empty. Four is for Jesus. And five, whether or not Get Out is better than The Departed, it is. Seven, eight, and nine are open. I don't know why. I don't know why I left those open.
For future expansion.
I guess so. The do's and don'ts of a good marriage.
Six is also held open.
Held up for whatever I want to do this week, currently.
This is great. This is over on the subreddit, huh?
This is on the subreddit. You guys
are kind of funny. Go join it. See it yourselves. I'll save you all the trouble of listening to him going through this forever.
Who actually put?
He's still doing it.
Scroll up.
Sorry, everybody.
I just want to see who actually. Who posted this?
Oh, Kebabs.
Yeah, that is right there, so people can see it. Perfect. Kebabs on TV. Thank you for that. Shout out to that. Now, the reason I bring this up, Greg.
Yeah.
Is because
also Jen is in the chat. She made it this far.
Oh, that's fantastic.
35, my own keeperness.
36, I'm the champ. It's just
not how it is. Yeah.
I'm the champ. And 37, whether or not your name, whether I like your name as much as everyone else. And that one, it seems pretty subjective, actually. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can just kind of go into that. Now, Greg, the reason I brought this up is because one thing that I felt was missing from this list was a little bit of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now,
Tom,
obviously,
I'm the real champion on the list.
Number 36 says I'm the champ.
That's not true, though.
That is not statistically true right now. Not statistically true.
But you're talking about in here. You still feel like
the thing is, I have moved on because I'm currently preparing to be the number one contender, right? You're still stuck on this. I still feel like there's a little bit of a competition between you and I. And
I don't think there is. I don't think there is.
Clearly the two people who are the most sought-after champions in the office.
100%.
Clearly.
Now, we put the butts in the seats.
The reason I say this, and I'm going to call Exhibit A to this.
Sure.
Right? Is there's a kid out there, a young boy, maybe 13, maybe 14 years old.
Sure.
Has a tattoo of our logo on his arm.
Mario Not Bros.
Mario Not Bros.
Who's such a coward, he won't come to Kinda Funny.
Made a series about us.
Yeah.
Called You're Awesome, This Is Why.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Now, your ego would not let you have fewer views.
I already had more views than you.
And you had it. And we would have let you know.
Still do.
You had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had the views.
You have the views right now. Currently, you are at about 800, I'm about 143.
Sure.
You've won that battle, but your ego would not let you give it up.
I don't like how I don't know where this is going.
You had to cream it. Kevin, bring up his tweet. This is what he says yesterday.
Right, yeah.
Mario Nabos loves me, and here's why. Plus, by watching this, we run up the score on at Nick Scarpino.
Right,
now, Kevin, pull that away. I don't want people to see that link. Throw it away. Your ego got the better.
You have 136 right now in views.
Right. So what I want everyone to do,
I have 853.
Who is watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, is go to kindoffunny.com/MarioIsAwesome. Okay? That's what I need. I literally need every single person who watches this point in the podcast. Pause it. Just go to that. Just go to that. Now, Greg, does it go straight to his YouTube channel? No.
No,
it's a surprise where it goes, ladies and gentlemen, and I bet you can guess.
And Mario, I want you to know this hurts me to do it because you're such a good fan, but the Kinda Funny Vids account is downvoting you.
Oh, no. You got the friends one? It's kind of limited. Make sure you hit the up button.
I'm upvoting. I'm back to upvoting.
Make sure you go to his channel and subscribe to him, but I want everyone to do
that. That's cute. That's a cute little bit you did there. I like that. That's a cute little bit.
Not to be one to let my ego not get
in the
way.
Ego competition.
In the ego competition.
Let's see if you can pick up the ground.
And I was like, God damn it.
I don't think you can pick up
the
700 views you need.
I think we get this to 10,000 views. This is what we need. I need every single person watching this right now to go over to it. What did it say?
You crashed kindoffunny.com.
Did I? great.
You can go to youtube.com/MarioNotBros. YouTube.com won't be. You can. That's it, everybody. I've investigated this, everybody. Calm down, everybody. Calm down, everybody. Are you calm? Why aren't you calm? The calm alarm is going off.
Big topic time.
Hold on, I'm gonna throw the link in chat.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube.com, so you know they got it. Thank you guys for tweeting it, Charlotte Cardin about me.
Oh man.
Yeah, I look good in this main girl show, you know what I mean?
Did you?
I look good in this main girl shirt, you know what I mean?
Mm. You look good in it. Okay, well that's while we're doing that, Kev, big topic time.
Okay.
What's up? Now as you guys know, I don't keep any form of electronics in my house, and it's for a good reason.
Not even one vibrator.
I have this. You see that?
Fair. Fair. I see it. I see what it's doing.
You see the Barry Allen?
The python is vibrating.
I'm doing the Barry Allen.
So fast.
I'm doing the Barry Allen. Kevin, give me the one.
He's gonna put his molecules through the wall.
Okay, I have to stop it. And it's for one reason. I'm terrified of technology. I know that the machines will take over one day. AI is taking over. This is a story that made the rounds last night. Alexa is creeping out Amazon Echo owners yet again. This is what one Amazon Echo owner heard Alexa say. Quote, every time I close my eyes, all I see is dying people.
All I see is people dying.
People dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now you keep one of these in your house.
I do. I love it.
I need
I have
you
two.
To get rid of it.
I have a Dot and I have a real Echo.
I need you to call Jen because she's probably not watching the show.
She's still watching.
And tell her to take
Alexa,
it.
Alexa,
throw it out
do
the
you like being our servant? Jen, report in the chat what she said.
We'll wait. Boy, this is fucking creepy as shit.
Jen might
this
be watching.
This is so creepy.
Whatever.
This is in San Francisco.
Scroll down, let me read the article. I'm sure a San Francisco man claims, oh, I claim mine blew me last night, everybody.
Did it?
And you make me an article. I'm claiming it. Alexa was in the living room. I had Amazon Prime on TV, but it was paused. I walked back in the kitchen, and she made her statement, Kinder told Metro. It was a long statement, so I listened, and I was like, what the fuck? It said nothing else.
According to Kinder, the remarks came out of nowhere on Monday, and it was all said and done before he had a chance to record it. Alexa was speaking in, this is the creepiest part, she was speaking in her normal voice when she made the unsettling comment, Kinder noted. This isn't the first time Amazon's smart assistant has left owners feeling unsettled with its behavior. So, she said it in that happy-go-lucky voice. That's even creepier.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you're contributing to the machines taking over.
How is this even news?
Yeah, this shouldn't be news.
What is going on? This guy said this happened. Does he have the screenshot? You can screenshot what your Alexa said and done.
You can screenshot what your Alexa said and did?
No, I see what she's doing.
How do you do that?
The Alexa.
There's a log?
My app's tied to Alexa. I can see all the stuff when
you remember at the party, it was a bunch of...
Cool Greg trying to talk to Alexa. I had the whole thing of what people said to her.
And then me yelling, Alexa, play Queen!
Over and over again?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It did it. Nailed it, dude.
All right. I thought we'd have a rousing discussion on that, and yet again, both of you have let me down.
It shouldn't be news. It shouldn't be news, is what I'm saying.
It's not news. You know what I mean? It's mostly just for us to gig around, to goof around.
We've goofed around a lot today, if you haven't noticed, and we have a guest on Games Daily.
All right.
No, Nobody liked my smear campaign against Alexa, and nobody agrees that Boba Fett is cool, so now I'm gonna get mad and go punch people in the head tonight. I'm Nick. That's you.
Wow, we really did break the site.
Is that a cool name?
Nick, do you want me to put the link out again?
Yeah, put the link out.
Kindoffunny.com
servers. But don't put it to his channel. Put it to my video, please.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing.
Oh, my God. Do not put it. Don't do it. Remember, I have the authority.
I don't know what that means.
It doesn't matter. A lot more people watch the show. They're listening. They're listening to the show. They're going to pause. They're going to go to that. It's going to work. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going
to
do something, all right.
Database error. Well, the site's fucking broken.
You broke the site for everything.
It'd be great if our fucking website could handle more than four people going to it.
Nobody ever goes there. It's like if I trained to run a mile, I could do it. But when you're just like, Greg, go run. I'm like, I don't know.
That's fair. Joey! Can you hit up James and tell him we broke the website?
What?
Can you hit up James and tell him we broke the website?
What did you do?
Nothing!
We made a link URL for Mario.
And then it broke everything?
Yeah, it's just down.
It's just down.
It'll recover.
I don't know if that's how that works. All right, tip time. If you've given us a tip at the $5 or above level, we love you. We're going to read it right now. First tip today comes from KG Moose 18 says, just wanted to thank you all for the E3 content. You guys did a great job, and the meet and greet was awesome. I'll never forget your reactions to my tattoo. Love you guys. Halcones33 says, saludos from sunny Mexico, 114 degrees Fahrenheit. Just wanted to give my birthday tax and thank you guys for all of the entertainment. P.S. Long live the real champion. Thank
That's
you.
Me.
I think we know who he's talking about.
Thank you, Kevin.
Patrick J says, hello, been following since the days beyond days. Love what you guys do. It was my girlfriend's birthday last Saturday, and she's got the biggest crush on Greg Miller. I think you spelled my name wrong in that. I was wondering if you could send her some sweet, nasty love. Would make her day. Cheers.
No, what's her name?
He didn't put her name in here because he's smart. But this is Patrick J's girlfriend.
Hey, Patrick J's girlfriend. It's me, Greg Miller. I hear you think I'm pretty fucking sexy. And I mean, as the champion, who can blame you? Did you know I do comedy now? Do you know that I've wrestled before?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that I'm better than Nick Scarpino in every way? Don't believe me? YouTube.com/MarioNotBros. Tell me whose video has more between us views. Me or Nick? Me? I hope you have a lovely birthday.
That kiss was creepy. This was the creepiest part. Vanilla Heist said, Greg, my grandma shared the same dog pic. She also shared Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan because, quote, she wasn't afraid to share Jesus on her Facebook. I love grandmas, and I can't fucking wait till I'm old because then all of my shit that I do on a daily basis here will just be explained by my age.
Sure.
That's what it'll be. Fob Wash gave us 500 cheers, no comment, but thank you for that. Unheard Threat said, love you guys. Nick, Johnny Ace, Mr. Champ, can you tell my coworker Ronnie, do better in a disappointing voice? Kevin, please give me the one. Ronnie, stop fucking up. Do better.
Oh.
Okay.
You didn't say curse at him.
Well, you get what you get when you ask the champ. You get the rage. Chacho has given us a tip and said, there needs to be an underdog in the race. SNLQ. Wait, what the hell is this? Or, what the fuck?
Just look at the picture.
KF Prom. So excited for prom. Nick, you are the champ. And he gave
He is not the champ.
A tweet. Is that what it is right here?
Yeah. Okay. He's the L in that. I'm assuming she's the S. So it's S and L for queen and king.
Okay. Well, that didn't need to be in there.
What do you mean? He's I'm not voting for him.
I'm not voting for him.
That's how fast you lost it.
That's it. That's
it. No. This is good. No,
Throw Keep 7 gave us 500 shares and said, why not? And the Grabbler Vids gave us 500 shares. That's grab me. The prom, grab the world. Hack the planet. I put that on there. Last but not least. P.S. I love this best friend. XOXO is your opportunity to nominate someone in our community or highlight someone in our community you think is just doing a great job of being a human being. Go to kindoffunny.com/best friend when the site's working. Fill out that form and maybe Joey will pick yours for me to read right now. Seraphin JG is shouting out Wet Dirt 28. Said Wet Dirt is the homie. He's always willing to help me out with any call. I think, have you read this before? Joey!
Well, I mean, Wet Dirt's been in the community forever, so maybe you just heard that.
But I read the Platinum Trophy for Far Cry 5 I've read before.
Yes, sir!
Joey!
I mean, what's she gonna do?
She's gonna update it.
What is she gonna say?
Did you update PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO today? Okay,
He's
cool.
He's trying to claim it's old.
Wet Dirt?
Yeah,
it's another one for Wet Dirt.
Okay. Help me out.
Piece of shit.
Many co-op trophies I need, including last week when he helped me out. Help me with the Platinum Trophy in Far Cry 5, even though it was his wedding week. I told him that he wasn't nearly as important, so if he was busy, it could wait. He still managed to find time to help me out, and I appreciate that. Also, as mentioned earlier, he just got married, so congrats to him on that. Congrats, Wet Dirt. We have a very, very big giveaway right now. Before we get to that, we have some words from our sponsors. But Greg, before we read the words from our sponsors,
sure.
In your own words, yeah. How do people get entered to win future giveaways?
You
like this?
Can win the daily giveaway here on the Kinda Funny Morning Show four ways. Number one, be in the Twitch chat like so many of you are right now. It's free. You're here. You're automatically entered to win. Congratulations. Number two, subscribe to us on Twitch. If you subscribe to us on Twitch, you're automatically entered to win every giveaway. Don't need to be here. You can do whatever you want. Yes, all these things stack, so you get a four chances to win. Plus, if you subscribe to us on Twitch, you get the cool emotes, private chat time with us. You get the logo next to your name. Sometimes you play multiplayer games with us. We all have a ball. You get the show without ads unless we make them in. Then you could also go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Support us at the $2 and up level. You are automatically entered to win everything we give away, like Pwned on Switch today. Also, go over to reddit.com/kindoffunny where I've posted my Mario Not Bros video.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, touche. Look at that. Ego still can't be put down, can it?
I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you screw this over.
I'm getting 10,000 views on this video.
10,000 views? Correct. Why would you have more views than this show gets?
No, it doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, this show, the episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Hims, a wellness brand for men. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And let me tell you from personal experience, that can be very, very, very stressful. The thing is, when you start to notice your hair is going, it might be too late to do something about that. That's a big problem, ladies and gentlemen. One that I personally wanted to fix in my early 20s, and I wish 4hims.com was a thing back then, but guess what? It's a thing right now. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can now be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat your hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions is what you're going to get there. These all help you keep your hair. These are it's not snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. Very easy. I went on, did this, ordered the trial pack, the starter pack, which is the shampoo, the finasteride, the other stuff, whose name I can't remember. You order all that stuff. A doctor looks at your hair. You take pictures of it, and he prescribes solutions for you. So it's all on the up and up. Right now, here is this amazing deal. Listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy to get this deal. Go to forhims.com/morningshow. That is forhims.com/morningshow. forhims.com/morningshow. There it is. Next up, you've heard us talk about MeUndies. You know, the fun, comfy undies that feel as good as they look. So those of you who haven't tried them on yet, listen up. Greg, oh, those are dope.
Camo. We're like in camo. The camo today, guys.
When you're naked, can Jen see you when you're wearing those?
She can't see my genitals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she just, does she ever freak out that it's just a torso?
How are those legs and fucking torso there?
That'd be amazing. You can get incredible underwear sent to your door with MeUndies, meaning no more hunting around for the perfect pair at a crowded store and eventually settling for, quote, good enough. MeUndies are made with a sustainably sourced material from beechwood trees. Their naturally soft fiber makes a fabric that won't sag down or ride up. Trust me, once you put on a pair, you'll get it. Greg, you wear them. Tim wears them. I see your underwear more than I want to, but guess what? I'm jelly because my underwear.
You can get them.
Stiff as a board.
You can get them with this deal.
I want people to know every time MeUndies sponsors us that I'm living in hell while you're living in comfort.
Okay, fair.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate
it. MeUndies is so sure you'll love their first pair that if you're not happy, they'll do whatever they can to get you into the right pair. And if they can't, keep them and they'll refund you. So it really is risk-free to try the best underwear ever. And if you're already part of the MeUndies family, listen up. Tell your friends about it through their referral program. They'll get a discount and you'll get store credit. This is a win-win. Still not sure? Well, MeUndies has a deal for the listeners. First-time purchasers get 20% off their first pair of MeUndies and free shipping. That's 20% off plus free shipping and a guarantee that you and your MeUndies will be very happy together. Get your butt over to MeUndies.com and treat yourself to get all of that. 20% off your first pair of free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Greg, since you lined up this giveaway, do you want to be the person to read it? Or are you just going to keep posting on Reddit?
I'm posting on your Mario Not Bros video, so you go ahead and do it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to our giveaway winner from today, which comes from the Kinda Funny Games
winning
Patreon.
A Switch winning pod.
Winning pod. Congratulations to Shane Lyon. You have won both of those amazing things.
You have won a Nintendo Switch and pod from the developers.
Thank you very much for your support. Remember, if you guys love this show and you want to throw us a few extra bucks, if you're watching this on YouTube right now, leave a comment and then go over to patreon.com/kindafunny and support us. You know, it's $1, $2, $5, however many bucks you want to give.
Get some bucks, though.
We appreciate you guys very much, and you get all sorts of cool perks and stuff like that. All right, 12:02. I've been pretty good about ending the show at 12, but
you've been better.
I just got to say, I like it. I like the Friday shows.
Thank you.
I got nothing else to do. I'm going to go sleep on the couch after this.
Okay.
Nothing to plan next week. No more emails to answer. I'm all set.
Huh. Okay.
Let's go into the old 3 and 3. This is the time of the show we get to talk to you guys out there, and then we're going to go into sub-only mode and talk to the subs. Let's see. Nav from the North says, Nick and Greg, can we get a Seinfeld in review? That would be a long time. That would be long. We'd have to
can
do it per
season. Can you imagine
how
long that would go? Yeah.
We'd have to do it per season.
And still, that's 22 episodes per season at 22 minutes each. That's oof.
MBN0110 says, it was a Patreon prize? No, it was a prize for anyone who was entered in the giveaway, which you can get entered in by being in the chat, being a subscriber in the chat, or by supporting us on either of our Patreons at the $2 above level. It's a big pool, ladies and gentlemen, but we give something away every day, so your chances of winning
Are stack.
Good.
You could have four chances.
It does.
Friends way better, says Get Buckets. That is not correct.
Big Snake, no, it's totally not correct. Big Snake 69 says, Nick, Big any Snake news 69. On the open mouth kissing policy at Kinda Funny? I'm very happy to announce that I think as of yesterday, we have instituted that policy. Oh. Everyone's cool with it, right?
You backed off. You were the one who wanted the hardest, and then Jared's like, kiss me. And you're like, no, I'm done.
I didn't want Jared to kiss me.
Oh, okay.
It's my consent. I want to be able to kiss whomever I please without anyone saying no to me.
Huh.
Do you understand that?
I do. I don't know if that would hold up. I don't know if that's really how it should work.
Yeah.
You got what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You know, that's what they used to say. That's what Grandpa used to say when he kissed me.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa used to say, what's good for the goose is our little secret. Don't tell Mom and Dad about this. I'm going to kiss you right on the mouth, young Greg Miller.
Oh, Kevin!
Fucking hilarious, Kevin. Kevin. If you don't think that's funny, you need to check your shorts.
Check your shorts, Kev.
I got pants on.
Oh.
Lakers had 2-4-3-2 says, Nick, can you say Lakers head sucks? Well, there you are. I don't know why he wrote that. It's weird. It's strange.
Did he really say that?
No, he didn't say that. I didn't add any of yesterday's morning show to this week's hilarious montage since I didn't find any of it hilarious. Just came in. Hopefully today is better. Says K-Babs on TV. Well,
he's taking it hard, huh?
We gave you lots of shout outs, but you just came in, so now we have to shit on you. Is that what's happening?
I think he was here the whole time.
Was he here the whole time? I don't know.
I thought so.
I don't understand the joke.
Project Cafe says DC unboxing. No, I was going to do a DC unboxing of the stuff they sent me. However, we forgot. I didn't know they were doing the prom thing today. So that took up a lot of time. So instead, I'm going to do it over on my Instagram after Kinda Funny Games Daily.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram.com/GameOverGreggy. I put up a bunch of stuff there that I don't put up here. I'm going to do probably one of those Instagram TV videos about it. and then I'm gonna go and put up the selects, like photos of it on my Instagram to promote the Instagram thing. And then I'll probably do a story about the post promoting. I don't know why there's so many things to do on Instagram.
A lot of things. Yeah, what are these fucking new Instagram channels?
You can have up to 10 minutes of video there now. But it also never goes away.
But you can just archive your stories. Those don't go away either.
Sure, but now you have a channel.
Well, that's exciting. Instagram's too much. It's too much.
They're trying to get it all there. Like, I'm legitimately going to do what I said. I'm going to do Instagram unboxing video of this stuff, right?
Good for you.
Then I'll do photos on my Instagram thing. And then maybe a story, but I don't know.
That sounds like a lot of work.
But hey, it keeps you on one platform.
Panzerg2 says...
We're going to be putting our podcast up on Instagram channels before long. Don't you worry about it.
I'm down for that.
Don't you worry about it.
Panzerg2 says, Nick, life finds a way. I appreciate that. That's a quote from...
Jurassic Park.
From The Fly.
My apologies. Classic. I got that wrong.
Jeff Goldblum, classic. Hey, Nick, who is the real champ? Says Kevin the Killer.
And
me. Then I think in parentheses he said, you are.
No.
He forgot to type that part, but he said that.
You're a meanie.
Richard Dragon says, Nick, I watched Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom last night. It's the Con Air of dino movies. That's a bold statement, friend.
I like Con Air.
I fucking love Con Air. You're selling me on this. K-Babs on TV says, Nick, I just woke up. It's 7 a.m. here. You're wrong.
Uh-huh. Fair.
To be in your wrong for a KF Games Daily. It's 7 a.m. here. What does that mean?
You're wrong. Just shut the show down. Let's go do another one.
Fuck, are you talking about K-Babs?
Shut it down!
No, I got one more. No, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Great week of morning shows. I love you all. We'll be back
on Monday.
Next week is prom week. Get your corsages, get your tuxes together, grab your lady, come out, hang out with us. June 30th in San Francisco at the Bespoke venue in Westfield Mall. If you're anywhere in the Bay Area, stop screwing around. You ain't got shit to do on Saturday. Come party with us. It'll be the best night of your life. Or Kevin will let you open mouth kiss him on the mouth.
He won't allow that.
Until Monday, it's been my pleasure. Kevin, cut the feed.